From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The local vaccine news continues to get better. The Daily Freeman reports that on March 4th, more than 1,100 Ulster County senior citizens received a first dose of COVID-19 vaccine at SUNY Ulster in Stone Ridge, and County Executive Pat Ryan said 100 doses of the new single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be given to homebound seniors March 5th. Ulster County is set to vaccinate a record number this week, with more doses arriving there since January. President Joe Biden said on March 2nd that all Americans would have access to the vaccine by the end of May. Ryan said, and I quote, "I feel very confident that if we got the supply tomorrow, we could get everybody vaccinated in 2 months," end quote. In Hudson, there is a pop-up vaccination clinic for the minority and underserved community on March 6th, organized by Bill Hughes for the 1199 census tract, which includes Hudson's 2nd Ward and part of the 4th Ward. It's good for folks aged 65 and over and is being held at the Hudson Firehouse at 77 North 7th Street. Hughes said, and I quote, "Our intention is to saturate the 2nd Ward with calls, then move on the 4th. You don't want people not getting the shot because they don't know about it," end quote. The percentage of local citizens who have received at least one dose is reaching 15% and higher. As of March 4th, 18.3% of people in Columbia County have received one dose and 14% of Greene County residents. Ulster County is at 15.6% and Dutchess County is at 14.3%. In Albany County, the percentage is 20.5%, and 17.1% of folks in Rensselaer County have received at least one shot. That's good news. The bad news is that the most recent 48-hour rate of positive COVID-19 tests in Ulster County is 4.57%, which is, according to Ryan, and I quote, "not a tolerable level," end quote, and puts county residents, and I quote, "at a significant risk of spread," end quote. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. According to the Quinnipiac University poll released March 4th, the majority of New York voters do not think Andrew M. Cuomo should step down as a result of the two significant issues he is currently facing. The poll found 55% of participants believe the governor should remain in office, while 40% support his resignation. Cuomo is facing allegations of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior leveled by three women. At the same time, the governor and his administration are under scrutiny for how the state officials handled and reported nursing home fatalities during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the poll, Cuomo still has the support of Democratic voters. 74% say he should remain in office, but 70% of Republicans are calling for his resignation. Independent voters are more evenly split, with 52% backing resignation and 44% opposing it. However, by a larger margin of 59% to 36%, participants believe Cuomo should not seek a fourth term, which he has signaled he will do. Cuomo's job approval rating is now at 45%, while disapproval is at 46%, a 30% point drop since the Quinnipiac poll conducted a year ago. The voter approval of his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic has fallen from 81% in May to 56% approval in the survey released this week. A margin of 59% to 27% of voters are not satisfied with the governor's explanation of the sexual harassment allegations leveled against him. Cuomo has denied touching anyone inappropriately, but has acknowledged he sometimes attempts to make jokes in the workplace and apologize to anyone who may have been offended. The poll of 935 registered New York voters was conducted from March 2nd to March 3rd, and you can read the full story at newyorkstateofpolitics.com. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson School District Board of Education resumed in-person meetings Tuesday, March 2nd, with no plans to live stream or record its meetings going forward. Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer said the school district is not required to live stream its twice monthly meeting. Stuttermeyer said in a statement, and I quote, "We only live stream when we do not meet in public," end quote. She said further, and I quote, "The board is not obligated to live stream the meetings," end quote. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said, and I quote, "I wish the school system had as open a system of meeting as we have here in the rest of the city," end quote. The Hudson District's website has an archive of video recordings dating back to March 2020, when in-person meetings were suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. The meetings this week took place in a classroom with tape on the floor marking desks 6 feet apart, and attendees wore masks. Stoudemire said, and I quote, "We always plan to return to in-person meetings, and we are slowly getting back to whatever normal we can as a district," end quote. Stoudemire said the change to in-person meetings was announced on the district's website, at sporting events, and on the school's electronic sign. However, there was no clear announcement about the change until Wednesday, the day after the meeting. DiPietro does not know how soon it will be before the Common Council will start to meet in person. He said it depends on when the council members feel comfortable. DiPietro hopes the city can afford to continue live streaming meetings via Zoom after in-person meetings resume. The council meetings will continue to be live streamed on WGXC-FM as they were before the COVID-19 shutdown. Editor's note, DiPietro is a WGXC volunteer programmer. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Ulster County Police Reform and Reinvention Plan for the County Sheriff's Office was approved by Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee of the County Legislature late March 3rd. Legislator John Peretti said, to some degree, the report is a, and I quote, "wish list," end quote, but Sheriff Juan Figueroa called it a compromise and noted the county had a hard deadline of April to file it with Albany. Committee Chair Eve Walter doubted the governor's staff will actually review each of the several hundred reports that will be filed at the same time. She noted, and I quote, "I don't believe anyone in the governor's office is going to read hundreds of these reports that are going to come because every municipality in the entire state has to do it," end quote. She added, and I quote, "That said, should anyone look at it, they will see it is a very thorough job," end quote. Lawmakers noted that some components of the report address projects already underway, such as restorative justice. The full county legislature must now approve the plan before it is sent off to Albany. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.